This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Adam Barillet with you here on a Thursday morning. One thing I'm passionate about, giving a voice to those who don't have a voice. That's right, the animals. And today we're going to be talking about the Tasmanian devil. Joining me on the line is Tiffany Easley. She's one of the threatened species keepers at the Hillsville Sanctuary. Thank you very much for joining me today, Tiffany.
You're welcome. Hi.
Now, tell us a little bit about Tasmanian devils.
Tassie devils are quite an amazing little creature, really. They're our largest surviving marsupial carnivore left in the world since the extinction of the thylacine, or the Tasmanian tiger.
Okay.
About 60 years ago. So.
Now, when you say carnivore, just explain that. That means that they have a diet that consists of meat.
That's right. They're purely, largely just a meat eater, but mostly they're a scavenger, which are one of our only specialised scavenger of the mammal species in Australia. So they mainly feed on dead animals.
Okay. Will they, if they need to, catch something and eat it from while it's still alive?
Yeah, that's right. They're pretty efficient at that as well, mostly small mammals, but they're largely, with their great sense of smell, mostly specialists that being able to sniff out already dead carcasses and feed on that. But yeah, they hunt from time to time.
Got you. So would they, I guess roadkill would be one of their main sources of food these days, would it?
That's right. It's and it's also been part of the problem with occasionally devils being hit on the roads because they do spend a lot of time scavenging on other animals that have already been hit. Yeah.
Got you, I understand. Now, being carnivores, I've never actually got up close and personal with a Tasmanian devil, but I was just speaking to someone who has. Are they aggressive? He was saying that when he was with them, they were quite placid animals.
That's right, they are. Early European settlers really gave them their name, the Tassie Devil, as
yes.
Such. So their reputation for being this bad-tempered little creature doesn't totally suit them. When you do get up close with Tassie Devils, they are quite a shy, weary type of animal that like to avoid conflict, really. So mainly where they get their name from, which is the large sort of blood-curdling screeches, their vocals that they make, is a lot of bluff between animals, actually. So when they do congregate over carcasses and things to feed, at feed times, they use a lot of those vocals to intimidate each other so that they can establish their hierarchy when feeding.
Got you. So you're not exactly going to get attacked by a Tasmanian devil, are you?
No, not really at all. They they certainly are very shy around humans normally, but when we're dealing with captive animals, they do get used to our contact and our handling, so they lose a little bit of their fear in captivity.
Okay, now I was reading when they eat, they actually don't just eat like the meat of the animal, they'll eat everything including the fur and the bones.
Yeah, that's right. So for a mammal, for the size of their body, they have sort of one of the most powerful set of jaws on them. They have sort of huge jaw muscles that allow them to crunch down and through pretty much all the bones of their food.
Wow. And another interesting thing about the females is that they get around a bit. They're not monogamous, are they?
Not really. The females are quite sedate during their short breeding season, and multiple males might come into that area and mate with the female during that time. That's right. So they certainly don't pair for life, and when they're not actually breeding, they're quite solitary animals and have very large home ranges, which they interact with each other quite a lot, but largely solitary. That's right.
Speaking about their home ranges, whereabouts do we find Tasmanian devils now? Is it only in Tasmania?
Yeah, that's right. They once occurred throughout mainland Australia, but they contributed their decline on the mainland of Australia largely due to the introduction of the dingo, which left only Tasmania, where dingoes don't occur, for Tassie devils. So that's the only place they do occur, and they've adapted pretty well to most of the major habitat types in Tassie. So right from sort of rainforest areas, their preferred habitats are through dry sort of forested areas and the farmlands, and right up to quite extreme alpine zones as well.
Now, there's a hideous thing that's actually contributing to their decline as well, which is called devil facial tumour disease.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why people like us here at Healesville are getting involved. In the mid-1990s, a photographer actually first photographed some lesions on a devil's face in the wild, and since then they've established that this is actually a type of cancer affecting devils, and it's also contagious, which is extremely rare, and there's only three known cases of it in the world that affect animals. So since the mid-1990s, researchers believe that about 50% of the wild population of devils have succumbed to the disease.
Oh, wow. And the disease, I believe it forms lesions around their mouth and makes it difficult for them to feed, is that right?
Yeah, they often die from sort of secondary problems such as the inability to feed and the breakdown of their other bodily functions. But that's how the disease shows up, certainly, is these large lesions around the face and neck, but sometimes they're in other parts of the body, and it's really aggressive. It's always fatal once they contract it, and they usually die within months of them contracting it.
But Healesville Sanctuary, and I believe many other zoos as well, are doing something to try and help Tasmanian devils. What are they doing?
Yeah, it's a fantastic effort. We've jointly partnered up with a number of mainland zoos, and it's called Project ARC. So in conjunction with the Tasmanian and the Australian federal government, which run the Save the Tassie Devil program, we're helping by bringing healthy devils from Tasmania into some of our zoos, and our aim is to breed up these devils, the healthy populations of them, maintain their genetic diversity, and hopefully in the future, if needed, the animals will be provided back for a release into the wild.
Got you. Have they found out what's causing the cancer yet and whether we can actually treat that? Because I guess if we can stamp out the cancer, then the problem would halfway be solved, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's some great advances in the research area. It is quite a huge effort, and there are lots of different areas that they're looking into this disease, and one of that certainly is in the laboratories, and a lot of universities even around the world are involved in looking at what's potentially caused this disease. We don't really know that yet, but there is quite a bit of hope for Tassie devils in that there may be devils in some areas of Tasmania that are a little bit resistant in that that they are able to mount an immune response to this cancer.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, I believe you've had a new arrival there at Healesville as well.
We have. We've been through our breeding season this year. We had three females we're hoping to breed from, and we were happy to say that one of our girls did produce young this year. So she's actually on display at the moment. She's given birth in her display enclosure, and the Joey's doing well, still in the pouch, but going to emerge over the next few weeks.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Because they stay in the pouch for about the first 100 days, don't they?
That's right, yes. Before you start to see them sort of climb out on mum's back.
Well, Tiffany, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today. It's a bit of a worry because, I guess, especially for Tasmanians, the Tasmanian devil is a bit of an icon, isn't it?
A huge icon, and not just to Tasmanians, which I'm one of those myself, but you often find, speaking to international guests and things, that a lot of people sort of have some kind of association with devils or feel for them, I guess, because they are so well known around the world.
For sure. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. That was Tiffany Easley. She's one of the threatened species keepers who works with the Tasmanian devils and the captive breeding program there that they undertake at the Healeswood Sanctuary.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.